on the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty. Shake your groove thing. Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
my word.
I know you're going to dig this.
Dig this indeed. Holy cow, dig this indeed. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. And so, Crap from the Past, a lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long time, perhaps ever, and that's totally okay. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, holding down the fort tonight on this graduate-level course in pop. And as you know, last week we did the all-CPR show, all songs about 100 beats a minute. And as you probably guessed, I overplanned, because that's what I do. Had a bunch of songs left over. And we'll be burning off the excess tonight. One of the songs I brought in last week and didn't get to was the one you heard right there, 1974, something deeply funky and deeply sampled by everybody in the 80s. That's Ashley's Roach Clip by the group The Soul Searchers. One of the funkiest things I own. So funky, in fact, that it made the Crap from the Past intro that you hear at the beginning of every show. I'm pulling cuts from Ashley's Roach Clip. Nice. Something you'd like to hear tonight? Not going to answer the phone. Don't bother calling in. Instead, you can go to the Crap from the Past page on Facebook. And now, this song is just... All right, let me fade this out. Deep cleansing breaths here as we play this particular song, which comes in at 98 beats a minute. You can hear a Lynn drum here, and you're going to hear the great Jeff Porcaro playing drums over the Lynn drum, which I think is a cool thing. You don't hear effects like this very often. And anything that features Jeff Porcaro is all right by me. 1982, this is Don Henley's first big hit as a solo act after leaving the Eagles. This is Dirty Laundry. And it's about 100 beats a minute. You could do CPR to this very song. And it's got Jeff Porcaro and a Lynn drum. All this makes me very, very happy. On Crap from the Past. Have to look good, I don't have to be clear.
my friends are here, but they never make a sound. Arms stretched to the sky, never really question why. It's their way of life. I'm running free, left my caradays behind. Stretch my sights on Highway 69. Driving out of here in my G-Reg Cavalier. It's my new way of life. Hoffman at a truck stop in Germany. T-bone on the floor.
Well, these bullets and guys along.
Dustin pulled out his gun. Drove home to mama, crying carrot tears. But when I got there, realized my biggest fears. Green hair on the soil, farmers put them on the boil. All my family was dead.
Group named Tell. I'll tell you more about them if I can get the segue right. I'm worried about this one here. I'm doing this live. We'll see how well this goes. I'm Crap from the Past.
No!
What? The beats end. Oh, man. It's like cheating. I apologize. This is Prince. I'm Crap from the Past.
I'm going down to Alphabet Street. I'm going to crown. This girl that I meet, I'm gonna talk so sexy. She want me from my head to my feet. Tennessee. We'll be right back.
day.
Listen to that fade. It fades. Where's the rest of the song? That's how the 45 ends. And I played my copy there from a promo CD single that went out to radio stations in 1988. Prince, Little Purple Man from right here in Minneapolis, and Alphabet Street. A terrific record. Deeply funky Prince. Oh, love the Prince stuff here on Crap from the Past. And one, actually, that fit rather nicely with the all-CPR theme that we were doing last week. What I said is I'm burning off a couple of the extra songs that I didn't get to last week. I have to talk about Talc. You're wondering, what was that that strange Steely Dan-like song that I just played before the Prince thing there? A song called Father Tomato. If it sounds crazy, it is. Imagine if Ween did a Steely Dan record, because they did some country stuff with whacked out lyrics and things. What if Ween did an actual Steely Dan record? And that's what Talc sounds like. The group Talc, T-A-L-C, just like talcum powder. This was a find brought to my attention by Chuck Tomlinson, who was here a couple weeks ago, and we played a Talc song on the air. I borrowed the Talc CDs from Chuck, and I can't get these things out of my head. And my guess is that what happened is that two musician guys out at a pub, drinking themselves silly, wrote down a bunch of crazy song titles on a napkin. Songs like Father Tomato. Tomato here in the U.S., but tomato, and Please, Please, Please Me, and some other ridiculous song titles. And they said, well, here, let's write songs about these. And they backfilled with actual songs. They wrote these lush, wonderful melodies with terrific arrangements, much like Steely Dan would have done in the 70s, and then put these crazy lyrics to them. So Father Tomato, which you heard there, is told from the point of view of a carrot. That's right, a vegetable. A carrot. And he came back home and found that the rest of his family had been harvested. And, oh my God, my family's dead. That's the kind of lyrics that permeate the Talc releases, all set to these magnificent Steely Dan-esque melodies and arrangements. It's fan-freaking-tastic. So if I'm going to rave about anything, go find out more about Talc. You can hear samples on their website. There's song samples on there. The CDs are only available as imports, unfortunately. And I think they're out of print, so you can find them. They're available from the well-known used CD vendor online that you've heard of there. Really great stuff. So thank you, Chuck Tomlinson, for bringing Talc to my attention. I will be spreading the Talc gospel as we go through the next good couple weeks here on Crap from the Past. We'll do one or two more of these 100 beat per minute songs because they're kind of fun. Seal had a nice sizable career in the early 90s and inspired some imitators, which is odd in its own right here, but the Christian rock group DC Talk really wanted to be Seal on this song. This is Just Between You and Me on Crap from the Past.
Sorrow is a lonely feeling. Unsettled is a painful place. I've lived with both for far too long now. Since we parted ways, I've been wrestling. I've got to feel
dreams we
what I mean. We have the same intrigue as the daughter came.
Yes, it sounds like yes, doesn't it? It is yes. Don't let it fool you. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and that's going to pretty much do it for the 100 Beats a Minute festivities here on Crap from the Past. That's good solid 2 hours of CPR songs. And if you require that much CPR, that's no good. So, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis 106.7 FM, St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I think I'm about to experience computer troubles because my little controller there has frozen up. And I remember last time this froze up, oh my goodness, boy, that was bad. We had 2 minutes of dead air. So, we're going to try and avoid that tonight. And if, God willing, we have this wonderful weekly feature. The Stars on 45 jingle, strangely appropriate for the feature we call Ron's Dream Jukebox. When I was a kid, I wanted a jukebox. what little kid wouldn't want a jukebox, right? And I figured if I had a jukebox, I would fill it up with 45s, because that's what you do with jukeboxes. And so, I couldn't have one because, well, I was a kid. And even if I had gotten one, it would have ground my 45s to dust. So thank goodness I didn't actually get one. And now that I'm a grown-up, I'm allowed to dream, right? And this is my dream jukebox. So what we've been doing for the last 37 weeks, populating Ron's dream jukebox 145 at a time. And tonight's choice, entry number 38 for Ron's dream jukebox, strangely appropriate, it's the group 38 Special. And you say, 38 Special? Yes, I say 38 Special, and I say it loud and clear. They had a string of albums around 1980, 81, 82, some of the most unpretentious, catchy pop rock and roll you've ever heard, that's ever been made, ever. And I use the word unpretentious I'll put exclamation points after it, and then I'll underline it, and then I'll put it in boldface, and then I'll italicize it, because that's how strongly I feel about 38 Special. Immensely catchy arrangements, immensely catchy hooks, really good songwriting. And the song I've chosen for them, it's not Hold On Loosely, although that would run a close second to this particular song. Nope, this is a song that was, this came out in 82. It was the follow-up to, Caught Up in You. I think it was the follow-up to Caught Up in You, one of the many follow-ups. It did really well at rock radio. It didn't do so great at pop, and it's largely forgotten today. And interestingly enough, the bridge in this particular song sounds a whole lot like Come On, Feel the Noise, a song that I'm confident the guys in 38 Special didn't know. Quiet Riot would have the remake of Come On, Feel the Noise after this was released. The original version of Come On, Feel the Noise from 1973 was done by Slade, a British glam thing that did not click at all here in the U.S., and I highly doubt that the guys in 38 Special ever heard Come On, Feel the Noise. So, that's just my opinion. Don't let it take away from the song. The song is magnificent. Entry number A38 in Ron's Dream Jukebox is 38 Special. You Keep Running Away on Crap from the Past.
Away. Open up your The University of Minnesota Broadband Access Project, or BAP, computer centers offer free computer training. Beginners can learn computer basics, as well as how to access the internet for job search, medical records, and everyday needs. Plus, use email and social media, build websites, and create documents. If you already have computer experience, BAP offers the equipment and free access, with no time limit. More information available at 612-625-BAP1 or bap.umn.edu/centers.
The Broadband Access Project is a collaboration between the University of Minnesota, Minnesota Multicultural Media Consortium, and 11 community partners to bridge the digital divide in underserved urban communities. Based in the U's Urban Research and Outreach Engagement Center, the BAP operates 12 computer centers in federally designated poverty zones across the Twin Cities. The BAP is funded in part by the U.S. Department of Commerce through the Broadband Technology Opportunities Program.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move.
A negative vibe, and if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're on the
move. We're moving.
This is too much fun. McFadden and Whitehead and Ain't No Stopping Us Now from 1979. No punchline. I just love the bass line for that particular song there. And there's no punchline for this song either. Matthew Wilder from his second album, Bouncing Off the Walls, on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
He knew he wanted to be a rock and roll star.
On Crap from the Past.
Working toward tomorrow.
The future is ours to hold.
A history we're proud of.
Inventions new and bold.
With excellence our hallmark.
Integrity in our name.
At Honeywell we're family throughout the world the same.
A partnership in business builds trust along the way.
Working all together in everything we do.
The future of our company depends on me and you.
Our vision is one Honeywell. The future we can see.
Today's best music. Well, although I don't see how that could qualify as anything. That there Honeywell corporate anthem, I believe is what it's called. I don't know where that came from, but I have it. There it is, and I'm glad to play it for you here on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. We're beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis, and we're heard on a bunch of affiliates around the world, which you probably knew. Actually, you probably don't know. I don't talk about that so much anymore. I used to give all the station IDs all at once, and it would be like 50 seconds long, and it would be a challenge to try and do them all in one breath. And then people said, you gotta stop doing that. And so I did, and I've erred in the other direction now. And so, we're carried on a bunch of affiliates around the world, the longest of which would be Gold Rush Radio, a radio station in New Zealand that's been carrying us for almost 10 years. A good 9.5 years at this point. So thank you, Gold Rush Radio, and Ian, for picking up the show when it was just getting started here in its Friday night time slot. And almost 10 years later, look at us. We're still going and playing you the Honeywell corporate anthem. Ah, yes. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, deeply satisfied. Oh, this next song is good. Really good. You remember the Looking Glass group made famous for the song Brandy, You're a Fine Girl, which is a great song. She is a fine girl. And that's a terrific pop record. The follow-up, almost as good, well, maybe some might say even better, a song called Jimmy Loves Marianne. And wouldn't you know, early 80s remake by a woman named Josie Cotton. This was, if you've never heard of Josie Cotton, it's kind of like in the same ballpark as some of the Rachel Sweet records, if I had to draw a comparison there. Here's a terrific remake of Jimmy Loves Marianne. And listen, in particular, for the keyboard thingies, which Styx ripped off for the song Babe. Jimmy Loves Marianne from Josie Cotton on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
Monster Gerber.
Say, Joe, who's the black private dick that's a sex machine for all the chicks?
Bill, I think that would be Shaft.
Who's the cat that won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Again, Bill, we're talking about Shaft.
Damn right.
You know, they say that cat Shaft is one bad mother.
Shut up, you guys.
Hey, what's going on?
We're just talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
You guys are so mean.
On Crap from the Past.
What?
To stay, wasn't it you who just left in my face? Maybe it's true, I'm not your kind. The kind you leave behind. And wasn't it you all dressed in red, clutching your suitcase? Never mind what you said, no. Suddenly you coming round again. Oh. And you wanna know how I feel? What's it to you? What's it to you? You don't care for me until you forget. Oh, what's it to you? I see through your eye. You only want something that you can't get. Was gone. Didn't I cry? Didn't I walk the floor? I never cried no more. Didn't I wait all concerned, wishing and praying that love would return? Now isn't it her who I can't resist?
What's It to Me? That there, Robbie Neville and What's It to Ya. That was the, let's see, C'est La Vie was the huge hit. And then Domino's was a good size follow up. And then What's It to Ya turned out to be the surprise success third single from that particular Robbie Neville album, the first one. Good stuff, 1987. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, holding down the fort here on Crap from the Past. Oh, I forgot to queue up, I guess I could do this. Hang on a second. Treading Water. All right, I got it. I did it. I'm very pleased with myself. All righty then. As you know, we have a weekly feature here on Crap from the Past where I look back exactly 30 years ago this week and I played WLIR's Screamer of the Week. WLIR was a radio station out of Long Island serving the New York, well, the New York City area. I guess it's safe to say that. And they were a rock station from 1980, 81. By the time 82 rolled around, they started weaving in more and more new wave. And by the time the summer of 82 rolled around, they totally dumped the rock stuff and concentrated exclusively on new wave. And in doing so, became one of the most influential stations in the country, along with KROQ in L.A., people playing things like A Flock of Seagulls way before the rest of the America caught on. It's very interesting to hear. And so what I've been doing is replaying their Screamer of the Week. It was their biggest song of the week as voted by their listeners. They would do this every Friday night. I am going back 30 years in time and replaying retracing the history of New Wave through their eyes, so to speak. And this particular song just happens to be the last song before they totally went all New Wave. It's an honest-to-God rock song, and this got some rock airplay. So from the Screamer of the Week from July 2nd, 1982, this is the Canadian group April Wine and If You See K. That's right. It's a rock hit. Honest to God. Other stations have played this. It's not just me. April Wine, as played by WLIR 30 years ago this week on Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
having my baby.
On Crap from the Past.
Particular band, The Fix, even the stuff that didn't sell well was still pretty solid, and Driven Out, a song that was not all that successful for them, has held up nicely over the years. The Fix from Crap, when would that come out? Let's say 89, 90, something like that? 91? It all kind of bleeds together for me on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, this is Crap from the Past. I forgot where I was going with this particular talk break. Oh well, I'll just play this next here record. Nice long intro on this one. I know you like Whisper to a Scream by the Icicle Works. It's a really excellent song. And the only way the song could be any better than it actually is if it was longer. And so what I've done here, I dug up the 12-inch version of Whisper to a Scream. Listen for the immense, immense percussion on Crap from the Past. We'll be right back.
Help support KFAI and the rest of the Amper's stations providing diverse radio for Minnesota communities by joining us for the Great River Energy Mesabi Trail Tour 2012 on Saturday, August 4th.
Four starting points allow riders to customize their routes from 13 to 64 miles. The event culminates with a picnic and concert in Virginia.
The ride supports the Mesabi Trail and the programming on KFAI and the rest of the Amper stations. More information available at mesabitrail.com.
My friends, Giving Up on Love from Rick Astley, 1989. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. A couple songs left here on Crap from the Past. And now Christopher Cross and the follow-up to a single called Charm the Snake. This is Every Turn of the World. Christopher Cross on Crap from the Past.
We think about the things we lost. Will it come again? We think about the things we want. We ever win.
Gerber.
I can't believe you still have actual albums. Oh my God, Styx! I love Styx.
On Crap from the Past.
Is a great song. 1973, it's Albert Hammond and the Free Electric Band. He's the guy who wrote and sung It Never Rains in Southern California and had a long, long, long songwriting career, even though his recording career didn't last all that long. I run Boogie Monster Gerber, one song left, and then Simon's in with True Brit, and I may as well just get to it.
I don't have a good 4th of July weekend or something. It falls on a Wednesday, so I don't know how you choose to celebrate, but I'll take you out with the Alan Parsons Project and Don't Answer Me. I'll see you next week. Bye.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.